Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast, and I'm Drew Doherty. The Texans practiced today at the Methodist Training Center, and afterwards, in a very brief session with the media, Gary Kubiak answered some questions about a few of his players.
I don't know what I am on Friday. Anything new today with health? Anything new there?
No, the Jock and Andre Davis will be game time decisions. Those two will go all the way up to game time. It looked like Cody looked pretty good today, so the mold will definitely be out. So.
About BC and his situation?
He's definitely going to play a lot more this week. He's had a good week of work, has earned the right to get on the field some more, but we're going to rotate those guys, and they're all going to play and be a part of what we're doing, but obviously his role is going to pick up.
Coach, how's Ryan Moats look this week?
Oh, he's been fine. I'd like to see him get some touches in the game. You know, it's hard to sit here and say three guys can touch the ball from a running back standpoint, but we have operated this week assuming that he may get some touches. But he's been doing his job. He's playing well in special teams. We'll see how it goes. Walter, yeah, from what I saw today, should be ready to go. Yeah.
Kubiak talked a little bit about receiver Andre Davis. We got to talk with him and heard how everything's going with regards to the concussion and its recovery today in the locker room after practice. Kubiak mentioned receiver Andre Davis, who sustained a concussion in week one against the Jets, and said that he's day-to-day. And this afternoon in the locker room, we talked with Davis.
I feel good. I feel good. I'm just happy to continue to try and get healthy right now and, try and get back out on the field.
How soon do you think that can happen?
Right now, I think it's just based on the symptoms that I've been having from the concussion from the first week. And I'm just taking it a day at a time right now. There's some days that I have good days, and then the next day, I'm still feeling pretty mentally foggy. And, for me, this is the first time I've had, this serious of a concussion. So just dealing with the different symptoms and talking to our trainers and doctors about it, I think they're being very cautious right now. And I just want to make sure that when I do go out there that I am 100% and that there's not going to be any mental breakdowns when I go out there.
You just mentioned some days are good, some days are foggy. What was today?
Today was a good day, but it's one of those things that is closer to the end of the week, so, the coaches have to make a decision on what they're going to do, and, they'll let me know, and, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, is it a positive thing that Kubiak said today after practice you're a game-time decision?
Yeah, definitely. Just to be able to feel that way at this point right now, I know I'm a step closer to being out there on the field. So, I have to make sure I continue to go out there and prove to these guys that I am ready to go by the way I practice. And if I'm able to do that, then I'll be on the field soon.
And now, brain injury is obviously a tricky thing, but is there anything you can do to speed it up, the healing process, or is that just kind of a... You just got to let it rest.
I guess it's the let it rest thing. I mean, once again, I'm learning something new about concussions each and every day. And I think our trainer, Jeff Kaplan, has done a great job in explaining to me on, what you can do and what you can't do. And I guess as long as there's symptoms, they're going to be cautious and make sure that, you'll be at a higher risk for another concussion if you still have symptoms. So I'm just going to have to make sure that when I go out there next week, I have to be honest with them about everything. But at the same time, if I know I can go, then, I'm going to have to get going.
Let's wrap it up with some actual football questions. I know you like that. What sort of defense, what sort of challenge do the Jaguars bring for receivers like you guys?
I think just the way their DBs are, they're a very aggressive group. Their safeties are really going to try and get into the run game and try and stop the run game. And then their corners, they do a great job of breaking on the ball. So we just have to make sure that we don't give our routes away by the way we run our routes. And just be able to be aggressive on our part offensively and really just be able to attack them and with what we do.
Corner Jacques Reeves is also listed as a game-time decision, and we caught up with the former Purdue Boilermaker in the locker room. All right, well, first of all, Jacques, how are you feeling? How's the leg?
Feeling pretty good. Things around the bone are starting to come to, so it's going well.
Coach said you're probably going to be a game-time decision. I mean, as it stands today, what would you think? What do you think?
It's a game time decision. that's where it stands. Truthfully, I really don't know.
Pretty simple then. It's a game time decision. Do you do anything in between now and then to work on it or to help it heal, to keep it going?
Do a little treatment. Go get my masseuse to work on it. Epsom salt, ice, whatever I can. So we'll see.
Mentally, how tough has it been missing this time?
It's been pretty tough. It's getting a little more frustrating now that I'm starting to miss games with it. But throughout the process, I think it was pretty good. Not as bad as I thought, but now it's starting to get kind of frustrating.
You getting any advice, any words of wisdom from anybody that's kind of been through something like this before, missing so much time?
Not really. I mean, I don't think it's needed. I just need to keep working, try to get better, and go from there.
Last thing, what do you think about those receivers that Jacksonville has?
We're going to have a challenge. They have big receivers. You know, Hope's been at this thing for a long time. He's pretty crafty. He's smart. So it's going to be a challenge for us.
Good to be back on the same ball club with another Boilermaker, Bernard Pollard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we need to get as many of us in here as possible, man. I mean, we get a few more ballers in here, who knows, you know what I mean? But I like it.
Thanks again for listening to this Texans Today podcast, and make sure you wear your red when you come to the game on Sunday. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston. Yeah.